You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you have chosen to let us be a part of your morning, and that means a lot to us. So thank you. We do not ever take this listenership for granted. You have made this the number one show in Colorado, and that means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend. Try to stay warm and safe when you're driving around.
It's Honeycrisp time of year, Dom. You seen the Honeycrisp apples right now? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think perfect. Gretz just bought a bag of them, although she didn't get them as on sale like you did.
Yeah, for 99 cents a pound, dude. When you just walk in and see that, you're like, oh, yeah.
I got crisp envy right now.
Yeah, they're so good right now.
All right, before we get to the entree from Savannah, I want to share a couple of quick notes from people who are sounding off about what we talked about. I was like 45 minutes ago. We were talking about kids cursing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share a couple of notes. This one from an evil Heather. She goes, Dom and Jeremy, my parents both curse like sailors, but we weren't allowed to say anything until we were 17. And even then, it was only the lamest of the cuss words.
The lamest ones? Did she include a list? I think they're all pretty good.
I know which one she's talking about. And then Amanda had something pretty funny. I thought you'd like this. Since Reed is 9, going on 10, Amanda wrote to us. She goes, my son was 10 when something accidentally popped out. I got all over him that he couldn't talk like that. That afternoon, I ran into my neighbor who has an 11-year-old, and my son is over there playing all the time. When I told her about what happened, she laughed and said, oh, your son curses over at our house all the time. We were under the impression you let him.
Oh, no. How awkward.
Amanda says, I was shocked and asked her to please start enforcing the no curse rule. Then I had another long talk with my son.
Like we said earlier, they're saying it anyway. They're saying it behind your back. So.
Oh, that's funny.
They know
funny.
The words.
She narked him, man.
I ain't no snitch.
Okay, from Savannah, this is what we've got for you here at 8 o'clock. She writes, boys, with an exclamation point. I've got something for your show. My partner and I were at Costco and ran into a former coworker of mine. She was there with her daughter, who's 4. So I introduced my partner to the lady and her daughter. And when I introduced the daughter as Victoria, my old coworker said, no, that's not her name anymore. We changed it. Her name is now Mila. I think I said something like, oh, that's interesting. And she told us, yeah, we didn't feel like she fit her name, so we changed it last year when she was 3. Savannah writes, just wondering if you boys had heard of this before and if you would ever rename your children.
Huh.
Thanks for a fun show every morning. You've helped me and my partner get through a tough year, and we love our boys.
Oh, kisses to you.
Thank you, Savannah. We appreciate that. Can you imagine? So you meet someone, their child is 4, and they renamed the child at 3.
At 3? Can you even imagine how confused that little kid is? Because by 3, they know their name. They know their name. That is who they are.
She had been called Victoria for 3 years. Now suddenly she's Mila.
I wonder if they had a little conversation with her in her little 3-year-old mind and asked her, hey, are you happy with your name? Do you want to be named something else?
Wouldn't every 3-year-old say they want to be named something else?
Maybe.
Because they
don't really get it, I guess. Yeah.
Or maybe they're watching.
Call me something else.
You know, maybe they're watching Frozen, so, you know, they want to be named Elsa.
Or Dora. Oh, yeah, name me Dora. Mm-hmm. Yeah, name me Olaf. Boy, we've heard some stories like that, but wasn't it like right after they were born or something?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds familiar. We had somebody write in about how they had a baby and they named it and then they didn't like it, so they changed it. But it was still an infant.
Right.
At 3, I don't know. Is that a good idea? I guess if the kid's fine with it, maybe formerly known as Victoria picked the name Mila.
Could be.
You know, they said, you know, we don't really like your name anymore. How do you feel? And if you could name yourself something, what would it be? And she said, Mila. They said, okay, well, we'll name you Mila now. What kind of paperwork's involved with that?
Well, it's stuff with the Secretary of State. I know because I've done the research because I am about 90% sure that I'm going to be going through the process of legally changing my first name.
to Pancake. You're going to be Mr. Pancake.
You got a problem with that? Who don't love pancakes?
Pancake Testa.
You would always, you'd be beloved by everyone.
I would want to do that, actually.
Oh, my God. I hope they have Pancake at their party.
Pancake brings the best drinks.
Pancake me. No, but I'm going to do that. And so I'm hip to the whole thing about what you've got to go through. I looked at the paperwork.
But yeah, I mean, like at your age, there's a lot of stuff to probably change. But at three, wouldn't it just be like a social and do you get a new birth certificate or something? Or it would just be social. It would be fairly easy, I would imagine.
I don't think you'd get a new birth certificate. I don't think you would. Would you? Now, see, I don't know.
Would you like
that.
Cross it out on the original and write it?
Get white out. Just put it on there. A sticky note. Get a post-it note and just put it over the name.
Myla.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it better at three than at seven?
Well, sure. Okay. Sure, you're still pliable and young.
This is this must be opened up to our listeners. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. A couple of questions for you. A, what do you think about renaming the three-year-old? And B, did you consider renaming your child because the name you gave them at birth just didn't seem to fit? Which is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Have you ever met somebody and you hear their name and you think, they don't seem like a Sarah?
So-and-so. Yeah, sure.
Her name is Sarah, but sure. She doesn't strike me as a Sarah.
Or maybe it is one of those things, like Dom mentioned, you know, naming your kid after a Frozen character, which, who knows, in 30 years, everyone's going to be like, what? What is
that?
What's
an Elsa?
Yeah, what's an Elsa? That's a weird name. So maybe you named him something trendy in the 80s, and now you're like, huh?
People in the name you threw out, are people naming their kids Olaf? I mean, are
know.
They?
I don't know. I
there
hope so.
There has to be. I mean, there has to be at least one
Olaf.
Family out there. They're probably listening to us. Yeah, we named our
it
son.
It might fit, you know. It might
they
fit
might say,
the baby.
Hey, we named our daughter Olaf. We're really unique.
She's got a pointy orange nose. It fits.
We were talking about this note we got from listener Savannah. She says that she and her partner were at Costco, ran into an old coworker of hers who was there with her daughter. And when Savannah went to introduce the daughter to her partner, the mom said, no, that's not her name anymore. We changed it when she was three. The little girl's now four. And they changed it from Victoria to Myla. So Savannah wrote, she goes, I'm just wondering if you guys have heard of this before and if you would ever rename your children. And we're not talking last names here. We're talking first names. Because there's a whole thing you get into with last names, like, you know, getting married and so forth. Let's get to the calls here. Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
It's good. A fun Friday with your boys. Yeah. What do you think about all of this?
I think it's a little strange. I mean, I don't think I could ever rename my daughter. Like, I mean, I guess I can get it, but I don't think I'd ever do it myself.
You'd have somebody else do it for you?
Well, now, wait a minute.
I deleted her name for 6 months, and you don't realize how many people you don't like until you got to name a kid.
Well, there you go. So
that's
so
the
true.
Funniest thing said on the
you
show
do.
Today.
You go through everything. You're like, oh, no, I hated that guy in high school, or I hated her at work. And da, da, da.
Oh, my God. I am going to quote you on that. You don't realize how many people you don't like until you have to name a child.
It's true.
Classic.
It's true.
So, like,
and
Sarah, say you had a daughter like 3-4 years ago and you named her Karen. And now, this whole explosion of Karens are the worst, Karens are evil. You know, would you now go back and say, sweet little Karen, should we change your name?
No.
You know, because there's such a bad connotation with the word Karen now.
I don't know. It just seems like such an adult name. I mean, my daughter's name is Amanda. It sounds good for a little kid, and it sounds good for an adult. So I just kind of...
You're just going to roll with it.
We have laughed on this show in the past, Sarah, about how some names are very adult names. Like, if you meet a little kid named George, there's something different about that,
yeah.
Right? It's like it's a little kid, but his name is George.
He should be wearing a little top hat or something, you know? Yeah. Smoking a pipe.
That's
funny.
Well, I think the name mine looks really pretty, if that means anything. I just, that's got to be confusing for a child. I mean, it took my daughter 3 years to learn her name, and then, you know, turn around a year later, oh, yeah, your name's something else.
Maybe.
Well,
I mean,
one other thing to think about, though, Sarah, is that if the little girl's name originally was Victoria, so now it's only 4 letters to learn how to spell instead of 8.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I'm with you. Like, I wrote down both names on this piece of paper here in front of me before we started, and I like Mila better than Victoria.
Do you?
I do.
Well, does she look like a Mila, though? Because, she know, when I named my daughter, I named her Amanda. And when we saw her when she was born, I'm like, you look like an Amanda.
What does an Amanda look like?
I don't know. Maybe,
but you could have named her Monkey Wrench, and she might have looked like a Monkey Wrench.
Right.
I mean, you don't know.
I don't know. You just kind of know when you have your own kids. I looked at her and I said, "You're an Amanda."
Because if you're going to go by what they look like, then every little baby would be named Winston Churchill. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah, so. Little Winston.
Sarah, go have a great day, okay?
Thanks, boys. You too.
See ya.
I love our calls. I love our listeners. Here comes Kayla. Good morning, Kayla. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you know about renaming a child? Have you done that?
Yes, I went through it. I had my daughter really young, and her dad insisted on naming her after a movie title. And we changed one of the letters. And we would get constant remarks, and I felt a lot of regret. So I made the decision to give her a name that was something she could carry through life that was a little more normal.
So she was named after, she was originally named Schindler? Is that what you're saying?
Or I was going to say Yitanic?
Well, it was approximately 14 years ago, a movie came out, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, it's not the title, but we named her Aslan after the lion, and we changed the S to a Z.
Right.
And we were young 23-year-olds, hippies at the time. Mm-hmm. And we had her at home. We hadn't registered her yet, so we didn't have a birth certificate, social security number. So when we finally got around to it, we just decided to give her something else.
So what did That's you change good. The name to, I'm sorry?
We changed it to Violet.
Oh, Violet. See, that's beautiful.
That is a lovely
yeah.
name. And I bet she's a lovely yeah. young 14-year-old now, isn't she?
She is. She's quite the Violet. And both names fit her. I think that your child grows into their name.
Yeah.
Could you take that? What'd you say? Aslan? Is that what you said?
Yes. And we put a D at the end, too.
Okay. Yes. You're changing all.
Oh, boy.
Could you have shifted that to like her middle name, like Violet Aslan? Could you have done that?
You know, she actually asked if we could include it in with her middle name. And mm-hmm. so we might just go through that process.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's pretty, actually.
You know, probably in the next few weekends, she's 14, she'll be out smoking and drinking with her friends saying, I'm really pissed at my parents because I had the greatest name ever, and then they changed it.
Oh.
Kayla does not find that
not
funny
at all. No.
Kayla, have a great day.
All right, bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being a good sport. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Andrea. Andrea, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. What do you want to say about this?
Well, so we named my son when he was born, Charles Jack, the very day he was born. And after about 3 or 4 days, we realized he's just Jack. Like, the name Charles just did not fit him. So since then, he's, yes, I know, just Jack. So he has been Jack since then. He's 13 now. So,
but did you
change it, though?
Did you legally change it?
No, we have not. We kept it Charles Jack Murphy because we decided he can decide when he gets older.
Yeah, if you're just calling them by their middle name, that's different. We're talking about actually filing the papers to change a child's name.
Because that is still his legal name.
Yeah,
that is.
It's a little confusing at school, but...
Although, I will tell you... Well,
I like Charles
Jack. I've lived my whole life with that. But listen, I kind of like a little kid's name Charlie, though. I mean, there's something adorable.
It's the whole Charlie bit my finger video.
Right.
Charlie bit my finger.
And it works with both boys and girls. There are little girls named Charlie, too. And I got to tell you, there's something adorable about that name for kids, and I don't know why.
Do you use his full name, like, when he's in trouble? Do you go, Charles Jack?
No.
No.
I rarely ever call him. And my nephew is actually named Charlie, so Yeah, he was born after my son Jack, so he actually is a Charlie. But Jack is a Jack. He is not.
You can call him Chuck. Chucky Jack.
Chucky Jack.
Chaz Jack.
No, but that might become his new nickname. I do kind of like it.
Chucky Jack. Andrea, yeah, thank you for taking the time. Have a fun day.
Thanks.
See ya.
You too.
Appreciate you being on the show. What do we arrive at here?
No idea. Well, that it's okay to do it, I guess? Just do it.
Well, obviously it's okay.
Do it.
I mean
it's your,
you can
it's your
do
family.
Whatever you want. But
it's your kid.
It still strikes me as funny the people who say that a little baby doesn't look like a certain name. And that's funny. And
like,
yet I see it.
Like you flip through a book and it has a book of baby names and then there's a little face above like Amanda, like that lady was saying, you know, and these are the features Amandas are supposed to have, you know. Like, oh, it's weird.
Yeah. I am so glad you called us, and thanks to everybody who wrote in on this too, and especially thank you to Savannah and her partner for sharing their story and getting this whole thing fired up. If you want to send off a note to us, best way to do it, just go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. Look for us on the FB, and you can send us a message there. Jer, what do you got coming up and trending in a few minutes?
Well, after working for over 160 years straight at one location, jolly old St. Nick is finally going to get some time off this year. We will tell you where. And then we didn't get to this earlier today, but I think we will this time. We're going to tell you about some products that are going to be in high demand for the holidays this year, so you might want to start shopping. It's coming up and trending.